All right, let's set the stage for this one. Today in Los Angeles, fear and uncertainty grip the city as sweeping immigration raids unravel the daily lives of thousands.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Garrett. Welcome to Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett, live from Los Angeles. First up, immigration raids paralyze LA communities with fear and economic instability. Let me paint the picture for you. These immigration raids, starting earlier this month, have stirred widespread fear among immigrant communities. Picture this: deserted streets, businesses struggling due to significantly reduced foot traffic. It's like folks are afraid to even step outside. Officials and community leaders critique the operations, highlighting they spread fear instead of providing security. LA isn't just facing economic disruptions, but also a collective psychological blow. Reminds you of the COVID-19 times, doesn't it?
Right on. It's heartbreaking. Honestly, the toll it's taking on community ties is immense. Families aren't just dealing with the raids, but the fear that comes with them. It's stifling. I mean, the psychological parallels with past crises are just so wild. Okay, let's move on. Next up, officials decry federal agents detaining residents at Pasadena bus stop. All right, here's where we begin with this one. Federal agents caused quite the uproar at a bus stop in Pasadena, detaining 6 residents. It sparked outrage from elected officials like Representative Judy Chu, who criticized the Department of Homeland Security for its lack of transparency. The civil liberties concerns are really heating up, and this isn't a solitary, muffled dissatisfaction. It's rapidly becoming a major talking point.
Yeah, and honestly, it's eroding the trust between local communities and federal agencies. Targeting everyday places? That's like raising the apprehension levels through the roof. People should be able to commute without looking over their shoulders. Let's move ahead. Clashes intensify as immigration agents arrest U.S. citizen in enforcement operations. Adrian Martinez, a U.S. citizen, found himself caught up in this storm while trying to stand up for what was, in his view, right. A video surfaced showing his arrest at a Pico Rivera Walmart. The confrontations got folks talking about civil rights and racial profiling. Honestly, the concerns are as intense as ever. People are worried about aggressive enforcement tactics.
Let's unpack this. It's pretty distressing, right? I mean, even legal residents and citizens are feeling uneasy. The whole racial profiling alarm is ringing loud and clear for me. Here's where we go next. Community uprising. Protesters force federal agents to vacate LA hotels. Local communities are gathering strength and using their voices, like in Pasadena, led by the charismatic Mayor Victor Gordo. Protesters managed to drive federal agents out of their hotels. It's an impressive show of solidarity against the Trump administration's policies.
That's something to chew on, huh? And you know what's surprising? How online community platforms are rallying people, marking a new era of activism. It's really something when tech meets community muscle. Last up, Pasadena's Rose Bowl replaces iconic fireworks with drone show for 4th of July. This is a first in many years. Pasadena's opting for drone shows over traditional fireworks. It's all about reducing air pollution and keeping wildlife disturbance in check.
That's close to the heart of it. It's a really intriguing shift towards sustainability, though. The mixed reactions are understandable. I mean, fireworks have this nostalgic charm, like holiday magic. I do wonder how people will respond to this high-tech, eco-friendly change. That's it for today on Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett. Thanks for tuning in from Los Angeles. Have a great day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.